Good afternoon, listeners. My name is Phil C. This is Corner Country, brought to you by AllAussieRadio.com.au and now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM, 96.3 Full Triple EM North Queensland, and 87.6 Backwater Country, 24/7 Country Channel on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. Coming to you today from Jammo's Baldy Bush Ballad Bash, and that is in Baldacombe in Queensland, and I'm going to be playing music by artists that will be appearing at this bash, or that already have appeared at this bash, I should say, because the main artist kicked off yesterday. So we've got people like Jeff Brown, Terry Gordon, Diane Lindsay, Peter Simpson, Caitlin Jamison, Alicia Smith. The list goes on, and I'll also be throwing in a few more from artists that will be appearing at Phil and Chris Code's Country Muster, which is on kicks off Tuesday, this coming Tuesday the 20th, and goes through until Sunday the 25th of May, okay, 2025. So the first song I'm going to play for you is by Jeff Brown. Now, this song gets requested at every single gig this man steps on the stage to, okay? It's a fabulous song, one of my favourites. Been requested on here a few times as well. It is a number called Orchid Street. Jeff Brown, folks, assisted on this one by Anne Kirkpatrick.
In a leafy mountain town, when those winter nights come down and mist along the railway line hangs low, they hold dances in the hall. Now and then they hold a ball. That's mostly where the townsfolk like to go. In a cottage proud and neat, tucked away on Orchid Street, a pretty lass now hurried to the door. Kissed her mom and dad goodbye. She said, I love you, I must fly. The little girl was going to the ball. She loved rock and roll and swing. She was a quick step champion, with pride the dancers shared with her the floor. And every young bloke in the town was in love with Alice Brown. They came to watch her dancing at the ball. She was a stunning 17, as pretty as they'd ever seen, and leader of the district marching girls. Deep blue eyes and flashing smile, for which you'd walk a country mile. Going dancing wore her hair in pretty curls.
She was captain of her school, coached the kids down at the pool, led the cheer squad for the football team. She could sing, play guitar, someday she would be a star, carried in a heart that child would dream. And she loved rock and roll and swing. She was a quick step champion, with pride the dancers shared with her the floor. And every young bloke in the town was in love with Alice Brown. They came to watch her dancing at the ball.
As she hurried to the hall, pushing boundaries after all, she took that shortcut many times before. As her iPod loudly sang, it drowned out the bells that rang. Her friends would all be waiting by the door. She didn't see the flashing lights. She wore a hoodie winter nights. She didn't see the boom gates coming down. There was no time for fear or pain as she went underneath that train. A heavy mist hung over all the town. spread quickly round. It sent shockwaves through the town. Her school in prayer assembled by the line. Little groups in disbelief came to grieve on Orchid Street and placed their tributes by the railway line. Of those memories by the line, some may will to fade with time, but no one takes that shortcut anymore. Near the fence, a lonely cross, and the town still mourns a loss of a pretty girl just going to the ball. She loved rock and roll and swing. She was a quick step champion. With pride, the dancers shared with her the floor. And every young bloke in the town was in love with Alice Brown. They came to watch her dancing at the ball. But they won't see her dancing anymore.
Sensational way to kick off a show of Australian independent country music, folks, from the Wandering Man album, Jeff Brown and Ann Kirkpatrick. The album is called Wandering Man and the song is Orchid Street. I'm going to play you one now by one of Australia's most famous, I think. Goes back a long way, this fellow, and will be doing lots more shows, okay? Don't be discouraged by his age, folks. I saw him at Capella at the last Country Music Festival. Here he is at Jammo's Baldy Bush Ballad Bash and still sounding just as sensational. And what a funny fellow to boot, okay? He always likes to throw in the odd joke here and there. And absolutely sensational singer. He goes by the name of Terry Gordon. And the song we're going to play by Terry is a number called Australia All Over.
Let me sing you a song of Australia, from the highlands right down to the sea, from the lakes and the plains and the mountains. It's Australia all over to me, from Rockhampton to Cairns up in Queensland, on the Great Barrier Reef by the sea. From Glen Innes to Bourke in the outback, it's Australia all over for me. From the view of Mount Warning it's standing, to Coffs Harbour in the big banana land. People come down from the inland to the coast with the white silver sand. Hey! In that old mining town of Kalgoorlie, to the cattle lands up Kimberley way, from the wildflower state of West Australia, on to Darwin and Old Fanny Bay. But when my wandering days are over, and you'd ask me where I'd rather stay, I'll just have to stop here in Sydney, in a pretty spot out Marrickville way. From Lismore to Lithgow I've travelled, and the towns in Victoria are fine. Seen that beautiful place called the Alice, and that dog on the Gundigai line. There's Toowoomba, Taralga and Tamworth, and Tasmania's beauty I've seen. The sweet sugar cane fields of Queensland, and the green hills around Bannerby. But when my wandering days are over and you'd ask me where I'd rather stay, I'll just have to stop here in Sydney, in a pretty spot out Marrickville way. Hey!
There we go, folks. That is the sensational Terry Gordon. And still doing it, folks. Still doing it. And, yeah, he's not getting any younger, but, boy, he's still sounding just as sensational. Gonna play you a track now by Diane Lindsay, folks, okay? And it's a number called Uncle Harry.
Gently by the river, they remind me of a man that I adore. In the shadows I see a bushman fishing, but Harry won't be fishing anymore. I remember well my younger days of childhood, when his friendly smile would wipe away my tears. He'd say, "Let's go fishing, mate, by the willows." And that's the way it was throughout the years. And we'd sit and fish, he'd tell me old bush stories of cattle camps and travelling way out west. And you couldn't beat old Harry's sense of humour and the tales of his rough riding I loved best. Years ago a bushman came a-calling. He was searching for some work that he might do. My auntie was a kindly widowed lady. She said she'd do her best to see him through. Now I believe that kindness turns full circle, and that man filled every dream she ever knew. And after 40 years of love and laughter, well, I'd say she did enough to see him through. Just simply called him Uncle Harry. This man that I believe was heaven sent. But time has passed and we have said goodbye now. I fancy he deserves his well-earned rest. But I remember well those days of childhood, when his friendly smile would wipe away my tears. He'd say, "Let's go fishing, mate, by the willows." And that's the way it was through all those years. And we'd sit and fish and talk about the weather. And he'd teach me things he thought that I should know. And God, I only wish he was here with us. But I know there is a time we all must go. And the willows sway gently by the river. They remind me of a man that I adored. In the shadows I see a bushman fishing. But Harry won't be fishing anymore. No, Harry won't be fishing anymore.
Sensational talent there, folks, of Diane Lindsay, daughter of Reg Lindsay. Continuing on with the music, folks, if you've just joined us, my name is Phil C. This is Corner Country, brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au and now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM, 96.3 4 Triple E Emerald Queensland and 87.6 Backwater Country. 24/7 Country Channel on the mid-north coast of New South Wales in Harrington. I'm going to play you guys a track now, and this is the latest single by Kate Jamison, who is the daughter of Alicia Smith and Keith Jamison, the late, great Keith Jamison. And, of course, we're coming to you from Jammo's Baldy Bush Ballad Bash here at Bouldercombe in Queensland. So her latest single is a number called Hit the Gravel.
Sun. Hit the road at 6 a.m. You know my daddy was always on the run, chasing sunsets and crowds to listen to the things he'd done. Me and my mama always by his side, even though he'd always jumped the gun. Trucks and trains and
that is Kate Jamison, folks, and of course she's the daughter of Alicia Smith and Jemmo, the late, great Keith Jamison. I'm going to play you a song now, and this is by an artist. We play a lot of him because this guy just goes everywhere. He was at Capella last week. He's going to be at Phil and Chris Coe's Country Music Muster Tuesday, this coming Tuesday the 20th through until Sunday the 25th. Goes by the name of Dean Perrett. Oh, no stranger this man to the stage, I've got to tell you. Sensational singer-songwriter and got some fabulous stuff. I mean, he's got the latest single, which, of course, is Slim's Guitar, Six Decks to Darwin. That one always gets requested. Kidman Rides Away, another sensational one. Let's play this one. I don't think I've played this one for a while. It's a number called Close to Home. Dean Perrett, listeners.
Weather's warm and humid here in Nashville, nestled in the hills of sunny Tennessee. It reminds me of a range in coastal Queensland, and that I'm Australian far across the sea. I went and took a car ride out through Texas. Those dusty prairie winds are dry and hot as hell, just like the sun-baked plains of western Queensland, where cattlemen ride straight and tall as well. The sun still rises in the east, the skies are just as blue. That old moon just showed his face once again. They say home is where the heart is. I'm not sure if that's true. Still got the calluses from holding red-eyed reins, and the dust of Bowenfell still in my veins. Famous Grand Ole Opry. Hear the legends we all love that pave the way, just like these old bush ballads we love singing. The heart is there in every note that's played. The sun still rises in the east, the skies are just as blue. That old moon just showed his face once again. They say home is where the heart is. I'm not sure that's true. Still got the calluses from holding red-eyed reins, and the dust of Bowenfell still in my veins. The sun still rises in the east, the skies are just as blue. That old moon just showed his face once again. They say home is where the heart is. I'm not sure that's true. Still got the calluses from holding red-eyed reins, and the dust of Bowenfell still in my veins, and it always will be.
There you go, folks, the sensational Dean Perrett. fabulous singer-songwriter, Australian bush balladeer, keeping the magic of traditional Australian country music and bush balladeering alive. I'm going to play you a song now by a very talented lady. She goes by the name of Vanessa Sang, and now she does run her own Maxville Country Music Muster as well. So if you're interested, if you're in that Maxville area, you don't want to travel all the way to Queensland, you know, where most of these festivals are, just go on to Facebook, or she's on Facebook, Vanessa Sanger, or just go onto Google and type in Maxville Music Muster 2026. You'll get the dates there. I think she's got most of the artists locked in. She may have all of the artists locked in. But that one I went to last year for the first time. And wow, what a sensational country music festival that is. Really lifted the bar, that one. Definitely, if you're in that area, do yourself a favour, folks. You know you want to, and get on out to it. I'm going to play you a song by her from her Life, Love and Memories album. And very popular song, this one. It's a number called Play Me the Waltz of the Angels. It's Vanessa Sanger, listeners.
My angel again.
The album's called Life, Love and Memories. Vanessa Sanger, she is a sensational country artist, folks. And as I said, if she's playing in a town near you, do yourself a favour. You know you want to, make sure you go and see her. You will not be disappointed. I'm going to play you a song now, and this is by Alice Benfer. Now, this is a cover version of a fabulous song that's been done by a lot of different country artists. The song is called When the Rain Tumbles Down in July.
Let me wander north to the homestead, way out further on that to roam. By a gully and flat, let me linger when the summery sunshine has flown, where the logs on the creek beds and the clouds fill the old northern sky, and the cattle move back from the lowlands when the rain tumbles down in July. The settlers with sad hearts are watching it rises much more.
Thank you.
That is a great song, folks. Okay, that's the first time I've heard Alice Benfer's interpretation of that number from the album Voices from the Bush. I'm going to play you a song by the man who's responsible for country music in this country, okay? Without this guy, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing now. I wouldn't be going to all these music musters and music campouts and so on and so forth. This was the fellow who started it all, okay? Now, I'm going to play you a song that was played here last night, and this one was played by Jeff Brown, here as in Baldercombe, the Jammo's Baldy Bush Ballad Bash. So, I heard Jammo's, I heard Jeff Brown's interpretation of it last night. Now let's play Slim. It's called Paddy William.
Said he was born on Marble Bar, been a drover all his life. With his old dark skin, a wrinkled grin, grandchildren and a wife. He drove cattle through to Camel Wheel and up the Isar too. And his old eyes shone of the days long gone and the mates he knew. Well, I met him there in Turkey Creek as he sat in a four-wheel drive. I was glad to find his mind was sharp and the memory still alive. Of the droving days in the stockyard camp when he rode at the boss's side. For he'd been a ringer all his life on the western side. Oh, Paddy William is his name, and droving was his game. But 1,000 miles on the outback trails is a long, long way from home. Oh, Paddy William is his name, and droving was his game. But 1,000 miles on the outback trails is a long, long way from home. Well, he looked so old and weary as he proudly spoke his name. His old eyes shone like beacons when he talked of the droving game. He said he was born on Marble Bar, been a drover all his life. With his old dark skin and a wrinkled grin, said he loved the life. And I guess he's still in Turkey Creek near the hills of misty blue. And I hope his dreams of the cattle run all come true. And I hope he finds a horse so fine to carry him away. On the droven run he'll be number one like the good old days. Oh, Paddy William is his name, and droving was his game. But 1,000 miles on the outback trails is a long, long way from home. Oh, Paddy William is his name, and droving was his game. But 1,000 miles on the outback trails is a long, long way from home. So if you're driving through the Kimberleys or around the Isar Way, you might see him slowly riding with a big mob on the grays. He'll be tall and straight, don't hesitate, just call out his name. Say good day there, Paddy William, hey, how's the droving game? Oh, Paddy William is his name, and droving was his game. But 1,000 miles on the outback trails is a long, long way from home. Oh, Paddy William is his name, and droving was his game. But 1,000 miles on the outback trails is a long, long way from home.
Oh, there we go, folks. That is a great song, Paddy Williams. Sometimes get requested by a gentleman from the LD Camp spot in Carlton. Now, I'm going to play you another one by a country legend, gone to country music heaven a little bit earlier this year. And now, we went to Capella, one of the country music festivals, actually came from Capella to here at Bouldercombe, and Chad Morgan was meant to be the headlining act out there at the Capella Country Music Festival. Sadly, he didn't make it, but he did get to make one more song before he ended up in country music heaven. And it was a collaboration of Alan Caswell, Lindsay Waddington, Terry Gordon, and, of course, Chad Morgan, the late, great Chad. The song is called The Friends We Lost Too Soon.
Distance as my life flows like a stream along the path of least resistance, just some half forgotten rhymes and a simple ballad tune, but I hope it's enough as a man we are the friends we lost too soon.
Some friends too soon, through anger, pain and sorrow, as we let those days slip by, caring too much for tomorrow, and the ghost of broken dreams stand silent in this room. Mateships mended, mateships ended, and friends we lost too soon.
I lost some friends too soon, through droughts and greedy bankers. We'd all kick in, but you can't win when you're out of second chances. Some flew out to the west to chase the mining boom. Forgive, forget, with no regret, the friends we've lost too soon.
I lost some friends too soon,
taken by death or distance, as my life flows like a stream
along the path of least resistance, just some half forgotten rhymes
and a simple ballad tune, but I hope it's enough as a memory of friends we lost too soon. But I hope it's enough as a memory of the friends we lost too soon.
Great song, folks. Got a really nice interview with Lindsay Waddington at Capella about that particular track. Okay, folks, I gave a shortened version on last week's show. I'm going to give you the full version next week. I'll make a note of it right now so I do not forget to give you the full version of that particular interview, the unedited version, as it were. I'm going to play you a song now by Alan Caswell, because Alan is no stranger to the country music stage either, and he was on that last song. Let's play one. This is his latest single release. It's a number called Won't Get the 80s Back. Alan Caswell.
Mm-hmm. gonna fill their shoes? Where you gonna find a song like that? You may wanna, but you won't get the 80s back. I'm just an old man shouting at a cloud, 'cause everything I loved back then is just a memory now. There's nothing real, no pedal steel, and the drums are too damn loud. Nothing here is music to my soul. And you say nothing at all. Where you gonna find a song like that? You may want it, but you won't get the 80s back.
There we go, folks. That is the latest single for Alan Caswell, Won't Get the 80s Back. Coming to you live from Baldycombe, folks, okay? Jammo's Baldy Bush Ballad Bash. And what a sensational time we've had. They're absolutely brilliant little festival, I've got to tell you. And you don't have to worry about the weather here. We did have a couple of spots of rain overnight, but you don't have to worry because here it's in a, what would you call it? It's a big shed. It's a big, big shed, very comfortable in there. Got concrete floor. It's absolutely fantastic. Little stage, great sound, very intimate for me. I think it's great. And also Capella, don't forget that. That's the big covered arena. Oh, my goodness me. That one was huge as well. I've got time now for two more before I hang up the headphones. Got to go and catch that horse very shortly and put him in the stable. But I'm going to finish with a couple of instrumentals. The first one I'm going to do is the latest single, or the latest release by Lindsay Waddington. Now, this guy doesn't sing, but he's got a fabulous guitar style, folks, okay? Plays a right-handed guitar, strung as a right-handed guitar upside down. This is a number called Solid Ground. Good on you, Lindsay, a.k.a. Watto.
Takes me home.
can always feel you there. Your love and warmth in the air, it's strong. And he said, little things will get you down. Remember, boy, I'll be around. Just keep your feet on solid ground. Sometimes life can be unfair. You packed your bags in one small prayer. It's true. Your gentle soul has touched us all. No one knows how the cards may fall. That's life. And he said, little things will get you down. Remember, boy, I'll be around. Solid ground, Dad.
The song is called Solid Ground. Lindsay Waddington, he doesn't sing very often. And when he does it, I think he does a good job of it. But no, he says he prefers to be known as a guitarist, okay? Now, speaking of guitarists, let's play a track by a guitarist, okay? Alicia Smith. Now, Alicia Smith is responsible for this Jamo's Baldy Bush Ballad Bash. Geez, that's a mouthful. Jamo's Baldy Bush Ballad Bash. And also the Yellowbelly Festival in Crow's Nest. Now, Keith Jamison, her late departed partner, gone to country music heaven. But Alicia, she is keeping the country music alive. And, of course, her very, very talented daughter as well, Caitlin Jamison. So let's play an instrumental by this lady. Sensational player. Absolutely love it. It's a number called Tippy Toes.
All right, here we go. Some old-time country picking. Thank you.
Oh, there we go, folks. That is a sensational Alicia Smith. And the song is called Tippy Toes, or rather the instrumental. Let's do a double shot, folks. I've only got time for one more. And I want you to hear a little bit more of this lady's talents, because she's extremely talented. Chicken Pickin'. Go, folks. The album is called Memories Within, and what a sensational guitar player she is, folks. Okay, and also responsible for Gemma's Baldy Bush Ballad Bash, which is where we're coming from here in Baldacombe, Queensland, and also we will be going to St. George in Queensland. We'll probably be there, I think that's in about a month's time, I think. And that is the Yellow Belly Festival, okay, folks? So I hope you've enjoyed the music we've been bringing to you this afternoon. It's called Corner Country. It's brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM and 87.6, which is Backwater Country, and also 96.3 4 Triple E in Emerald, Queensland. I've got that blasted horse. I tell you what, he made me chase him this afternoon. But I'm now taking the headphones off. He is in the stable, and I am kicking back now with a beer and a jack. So until next week, folks. Yee-haw! I'm going to see you all somewhere around Corner Country.